Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
Hey guys, welcome back to the podcast, Thrifting Ain't Easy. As you can tell by the title of this week's episode, we are going to be talking about the most wonderful time of the year. It is the Christmas / holiday season, which means for a lot of us, sales are up, reviews are up, all the good things about being a reseller and all the good things about being a small business owner are up. So this is just definitely my favorite time of year. I just love, you know, the rush of orders and getting it all together and trying to meet a deadline and make my customers happy all at the same time. And this holiday season has already kicked off pretty well. We are now in the midst of December. It is December 2nd when I'm recording this and when it will go out. But it's been so much fun since Thanksgiving kicked off that, you know, I've had the tide turn a little bit. And I see a lot more people like marking on Etsy their orders for marked as a gift. And hey, this is a Christmas gift for someone. So, and I absolutely love that. And this episode is going to be all about the Christmas spirit, the holiday spirit. The last episode was also about the holiday spirit. One thing about me is I love Christmas time. I love the holidays. And I want to wish, even though we are nowhere near Christmas and any really other holiday right now, Hanukkah is going on. But I just want to say happy holidays to all of my listeners, no matter what you celebrate or even don't celebrate. I just hope you have an amazing season and you experience a lot of growth in your business. And as we get towards the end of this chapter called 2021 and head on over to the next chapter of 2022. I hope that all of your business goals, all of your business motivations were met this year. At the beginning of this year, I actually did a podcast episode where I read to you guys my reseller resolution. And I talked about some things that I wanted to happen and some things that I was hoping could happen this year. And I definitely want to do an episode reporting on that. It's never a failure if I didn't, you know, do everything that I wanted to do. That's still perfectly fine because there's always next year. But any sort of growth is always going to be a positive. Enough with the sappiness for a second, but yes, this episode is going to be about the holiday season. I want to tell you guys how I got prepared and how I am prepared for this holiday season. And if you have not started making those preparations, this episode is just going to be all over the place. It's going to talk about some things you need to make sure you have before we go into the holiday season. I'm going to give you guys some dates on when all of your shipments need to be out and about before Christmas, so it makes it there on time for your customers. And just other things that I like to keep in mind when it comes to the holiday season. So if you are interested in listening to me talk about my favorite time of the year and also listen to me talk about how I've prepared for this season, just keep on listening. No matter how good or bad things are going in the economy, it always kind of seems like you can count on the U.S. Postal Service to have a few hiccups during the holiday season. And I really want to talk about that for a second when I jump into this episode. So I told you earlier, we're going to be talking about how I've prepared for this moment and for this time of year. And the first part of that is understanding that I have to expect the unexpected. I know last year there were some moments, there were a couple packages that took way longer than they should have to come to my buyers. There were some situations with the post office where they had to find packages, et cetera, or they wouldn't scan on time. And that's just a big part of shipping with the post office, especially when you ship at a larger volume. Sometimes things mess up, but by going into this holiday season, as a seller and as a business owner, I have to always expect the unexpected. I have to pivot when I need to, and I have to understand that a lot of things are not in my control. Once I send off that package, it is now in the Postal Service's hands, and I have to trust. Being a reseller is definitely a lot about trusting your customers to be good customers, and trusting the post office to do what they're supposed to do. And once it's out of my hands, I now have to put my trust into the post office. This is just a PSA as we go into the holiday season. If there are moments where a package, something happens, or it's taking too long to come, don't panic. Yes, it's not fun, but at the end of the day, it feels like, you know, no matter what we do, no matter whatever is going on, there are just going to be lengthy delivery times, or, you know, pausing of shipment, or not scanning items. That's just what happens because of the amount that the post office is going through right now. Shipping has become bigger than ever. Now more than ever, people are shopping online. People don't want to go in store for certain things. And that's our job as resellers to provide them with things that they can't necessarily just go to the store and get. So with that being said, just expect the unexpected and always be ready. You know, if something needs to be fixed, and go into every situation, especially with the post office, understanding that you're putting your trust into them. And if things do get messed up, have a backup plan, have something that you can get fixed with it, or, you know, file a case and let them know, hey, this has not made it to my customer, to said customer, and they needed it by Christmas, and I shipped it 5 days ago. So just always make sure that with the post office, you're doing what you need to do. Make sure you ship on time, and make sure you understand that some things do happen, but instead of panicking and freaking out, go into the situation knowing that everything will work out for a reason. So I do want to go over a little bit for a second is some really important things you guys need to know. While preparing for this holiday season, I have already scratched off time off that I have to have. This is my busiest time of the year for two reasons. As a lot of you guys know, I'm a college student. I'm in my senior year of college. And if you know anything about college, you know that we have finals week. Next week starts finals week for me. And next week also doubles as probably the busiest week of my life with my business. I have a lot of orders, and then I also have to keep up with school, and it gets hard sometimes, but I wouldn't trade it for the world because I'm doing two things I love. I'm learning at university, and I'm selling and providing gifts to my customers that they can give and share the joy. So I'm getting to do that. And with that being said, I'm working nights and mornings and shipping whenever I get the chance to. And I love it. I love every single part of what I do. And I'm just very grateful for this. So with that being said, I want to go over some shipping deadlines you guys need to know, because I definitely needed to know this and it's helped me. I'm going out of town. I'm going to the city. I'm going to New York City in the week before Christmas. And with that being said, my shop is going to be closed. And I fully understand that, you know, some people are going to want things from me. But mentally, I'm going to do all I can the entire month of December leading up to the time I leave. But once it's my turn to rest, and once it's my turn to travel and to hang out with my family, I'm going to do that. And if you need to do that during, before, after Christmas, whatever it is, make sure you take time for yourself during this holiday season, because it can get very hectic, it can get very busy, and it can also be very, very draining. So if you need to have those mental health days where you don't do anything for your job, you don't do anything for your business, and you just want to breathe, do that. You need to do that. You have to put yourself first. And because at the end of the day, if you don't put yourself first, you're probably going to be putting less effort into your business. That doesn't help you or your customers. And you're probably not going to care as much. And that doesn't help you or your customers. So take those times off. Just wanted to disclaim that before I get started. But so I have the shipping deadlines for 2021 for the United States Postal Service, the one we all know and love, used by Poshmark. Sometimes, if you choose so, on Mercari, Etsy, if you choose so, and Curtsy, I was thinking of the other apps, and Depop. USPS, the deadlines for it to make it by Christmas Day. Nothing is guaranteed. Please understand that too. But if, being typical, the deadlines for Christmas, first class mail with USPS needs to be shipped by December 17th. I don't know how accurate that is, because I have also seen elsewhere that it needs to be December 14th, just to give it more time. Especially if you're shipping East Coast to West Coast, you need to probably get it there before December 17th. Priority mail needs to be there by December 18th. And then it just keeps going up there. Priority Mail Express needs to be there by December 23rd for it to get there by December 25th. So for UPS, UPS is something I only really use when I'm shipping with Mercari. And it's larger items. They have really good rates. I will say that. When you look on Mercari, it does a comparison for you. One of my favorite things about the app. And it does a comparison for you between USPS, UPS, and FedEx. So I really like using UPS when I have heavier packages. Anyways, but for UPS, with the pandemic, UPS has suspended its guarantee of delivering most packages on time. So getting it to UPS the earlier is truly the better. You have four different ways that you can ship with UPS. You have ground. That is going to depend, but I would definitely try to send out ground shipping with UPS at least December 17th, likewise, or December 14th, around that time frame of the week before Christmas, so that it can give it more time. So many things happen with UPS, so make sure you get it there. The three-day select, ship by December 21st. Second day air, ship by December 22nd, and the next day air, ship at least by December 23rd. Given if you are shipping an order East Coast to West Coast, West Coast to East Coast, Alaska, Hawaii, Puerto Rico, etc., like that, yes, you are definitely going to have to get that off of your hands as soon as possible, and even let your buyer know if they don't buy until very close to Christmas that you might not get it on time just because of the distance of those places. Shipping on time is often not guaranteed to places like Alaska, Hawaii, Puerto Rico, and other places that are not in the mainland. And also East Coast, West Coast. I talk about it a lot, but East Coast to West Coast, I ship a lot to the West Coast, and it takes a long time sometimes. Sometimes it will take an entire week for it to get to California or to Oregon. And that's just how it is. But also, it can take 2 days to get to California or to Oregon. So it's really a guessing game this holiday season. But the FedEx shipping deadlines, you have ground needs to be shipped by December 15th. Three-day Friday Express Saver needs to be shipped by December 21st. Two-day freight needs to be shipped by December 22nd. One-day freight needs to be shipped by December 23rd. And if you can do same-day shipping, that is going to be a hefty price, and also not very feasible if you are shipping to a different state or a farther away state. Same-day shipping, it needs to be out by December 24th. FedEx, I have always seen FedEx really, to me, has the best option for being a last minute shipper. Even though it's very expensive, you do have the opportunity to do same day shipping with FedEx, and they really do try their best to get it to you by Christmas Day. And I would recommend that if you have, you know, that order and somebody really, really needs it, I would maybe work with them around FedEx. But FedEx options are really only available to the people who use Mercari and Etsy, and potentially Depop, because you can do PayPal shipping, just because you aren't tied down to one shipping platform. But for the people who use Poshmark and Curtsy, you only can rely on USPS. So I'm going to go over USPS one more time, because that is very prevalent, and that is the main one that I use just because of the flexibility of it. So UPS, Retail Ground by December 15th, First Class December 17th, Priority Mail December 18th, Priority Mail Express December 23rd. So the last day that you could ship from USPS is December 23rd. So make sure you do that, guys. So now I want to move on to some other stuff. Some other things I did to prepare for this holiday season. I made sure to start early and bulk sourcing. I was getting a lot of things I needed early. I really started back in November. Honestly, after Halloween is when I started doing a lot of different stuff to prepare my businesses. I placed my wholesale orders. I started making sweatshirts and different items that will go into my mystery boxes, which are my biggest sellers during the holiday season. I started thrifting, started getting more things out and doing it in bulk, so I knew I would have enough for the holiday season. And that has definitely been the case, and I'm very grateful for that. So starting early, even though it is already December, if you have not started already now, you need to. And the next thing that I made sure to tackle to prepare for this holiday season was stocking up on packaging. As we talked about, USPS is the most commonly used shipping service on reselling apps and on those types of selling platforms. And with that being said, with the post office, if you are shipping priority, you have access to their boxes and their envelopes for free. You can go into the USPS store, go to your local post office, grab those boxes, whatever envelopes you need, grab them, and use that as your shipping supplies. Stock up as much as possible. Also, if you are the type that maybe, if you ship a lot of first class, I ship a lot of first class for t-shirts and accessories and stuff like that. So when I'm shipping first class, I'm not going to be able to use the priority packaging that the USPS does provide. But with that being said, I made sure to stock up on different poly mailers, boxes, envelopes, so many other things that you really, really need to make sure that you have. And things like that, with poly mailers especially, you can order on Amazon at any time and get it same next day or the day after. You can get it very quickly with Amazon. The turnaround is amazing, and I recommend everybody start stocking up on packaging. I did that back in November, and I have a lot of packaging to my name, but I'm also still getting packaging. I was at the post office dropping off a load 2 days ago, and I grabbed my priority envelopes that I always use for my sweatshirts and grabbed some boxes. They're completely free for you to use. All you have to do is make sure on your shipping label you have that P on there to show priority, and you're good to use it. The next thing that I wanted to talk about is just making sure you have every supply that you need. During this holiday season, if you plan on shipping out a lot, you need tape, you need the poly mailers, like I said. I ordered a fresh bundle of business cards. If you are looking for an amazing place to order business cards, boy, do I have a review for you. I used to be a Vistaprint person. This is a little bit of a tangent, but it goes somewhere. I used to be a Vistaprint person. Vistaprint used to run this amazing deal. You could get like 500 business cards for like 10 bucks or something crazy. They no longer have that deal. I don't know if any of you have checked out Vistaprint recently, but it is not very affordable. So I was scouring the internet and I finally found my favorite place ever for business cards, and that is gotprint.com. GOTPRINT.com. Gotprint.com, you can customize your business cards for an amazing, amazing price. They were running a deal a couple months back, and you could get 500 business cards for a really good price. I know I currently have the 500, and I think I paid $8 for it, and plus shipping. I had to pay a separate amount for shipping, but you know, it still did the job, and it's such good quality. They have the product designer on the website, so you can go and make it yourself. It's just, I have nothing but good things to say about Gotprint. And if you are a reseller looking to, you know, level up your business, do a little bit more and to take it a little bit serious, I always would recommend Gotprint. I'm looking at their website right now, and you can get 250 front side only business cards for $8.40, and you can get the 500 pack for $8.50. You pay about $8 in shipping, and it comes in a reasonable time, within honestly a week or two, and get on that. Gotprint is an amazing resource for you to use, whether it's this holiday season or next. I recommend you going ahead and getting business cards. It's a game changer for your business, and you can use it to promote your social media. That's actually what I do. I leave a thank you in my social media, and I put my business on there. So using Gotprint has helped me out, and I ordered that back in November, and it came within a week or two. So if it's not too late, go ahead and try to grab that and put that in your packages with you. And the last thing I really wanted to talk about, you know, it's already December. This episode is a little bit late. I wish I could have gotten this out in November, but we're going to make do with this episode. Instead of talking about what you could have or should have done, we're going to talk about what you can do now. It's December 2nd. Christmas is in 23 days, and a lot of people are looking for things to order. So what can you be doing now if maybe you don't have the holiday sales that you wish you could have, or the holiday sales that you used to have? What you can be doing now is sourcing. Go out and source right now. Whether you are a reseller or you are a business owner, go out and get those things that you sell. If you are a reseller, right now I'm going to be talking to the resellers. If you are a reseller on Poshmark, Mercari, Curtsy, all of that, go out and try to find trending things this holiday season that people will want for gifts, that people will want to have in their home. The biggest part of the holiday season is not necessarily shopping for yourself, it's for shopping for others. What are other people going to enjoy the most? And why should they spend their money in your closet? So by branching out, you don't necessarily want to source things that you can get for yourself. You don't really want to source things that people will only really buy for themselves. You know, people will only really buy bras for themselves. People will only really buy certain style flannels and t-shirts for themselves, but things like sweaters, things like custom t-shirts, custom sweatshirts, custom cups, things like designer, things that are very trendy, outfit pieces, accessories. Those are things that people gift to others all the time. So make that a point in your next thrift trip. If you are looking to change up your shop and get all the sales that you think you deserve to have, make sure that you are offering your buyer something that they can gift to others. Yes, there are still people who shop for themselves right now. However, the vast majority of people are not shopping for themselves. They're trying to figure out what they can get other people. So whether it's a sweatshirt with the name on it and you have that Cricut and you've been dying to use that Cricut, pull it out and let your customers know that you are taking custom orders. Whether you're at the store and you see this really nice cashmere blouse that looks like something somebody would really love to give their mom, buy it. you see designer, really nice shoes, toys, accessories. Accessories are such a big thing during this time. Stocking stuffers make amazing, accessories make amazing stocking stuffers. So get out those bracelets, necklaces, different pieces that you can't just go to the store and be like, oh, I saw this at Walmart. Thank you so much for this gift. Even though I saw this at Walmart, give them something that they really will appreciate and that they really will buy. So the biggest piece of advice I have for you now, it's December. You know, you should already have been stocked up on your packaging, on your supplies, all of that. So keep sourcing. Keep getting what you think will sell. And another thing, the last thing I want to talk about of what you can be doing to prepare for this holiday season, the second you source something that you think would make a perfect holiday gift, a perfect seasonal gift, a perfect seasonal item to put into your closet, list it. Do not wait. Do not try to log it. Take those photos as soon as you get it, as soon as it's cleaned, as soon as it's steamed, whatever it is, take those photos and list it. Get it out there as soon as possible because holiday season does not last forever and we need to start generating this stuff out. We need to start getting this stuff out. And with that being said, it is time to start listing things. It is time to stop beating around the bush. It is time to get rid of those items. So get it out as soon as you get it in. Start sourcing and start getting out all those items. Clean out your closet now. If you maybe don't want to source, if you don't want to spend money, go through your death pile, clean out your closet, do whatever you have to do. See some things that need to be listed and list them. Get as much in your closet as you possibly can right now because you never know what buyer is going to stumble upon your page. Now is the perfect time to be gearing up and taking care and owning this holiday season because it is about to be a good one. 2021 Christmas is going to be such a good one. And now is the perfect time to start. You have 23 days until Christmas. You have about 12 days. Take that back. You have about 15 days to start getting these first class orders, 16 days to start getting out these priority orders. Just source, 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 ship, 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 post, post, post. Get everything out in a timely manner so that no one is left behind, no one is left without their items, and you are making the most of this holiday season. That is going to be it for this podcast episode. I had a lot of fun with this. I'm in the midst of holiday season. I think literally it's 10:30 at night and I tend to go to bed very early, but I'm actually even considering working a little bit and packaging a little bit before I go to bed just to knock some items out. But I want to thank you guys so much for listening to this podcast and supporting me and reaching out to me on Instagram. I've had a couple of you reach out to me on Instagram. And I just want to thank you guys so much. This podcast has definitely been a passion project to me. I've learned so much about myself on the way. I've grown so much on the way. And we're embarking on a year and a half of doing this. And it's really crazy that it's been like this long. Been doing it consecutively for almost a year, but I started it in October of 2020. And I just can't thank you guys enough for continuing to support this podcast and continuing to support me. This has just been a really fun passion project. I love it. So, I'm done reminiscing. This has been a fun evening with you guys. So, yeah, I'm just a little life update. I'm wrapping up my fall semester. Going into finals week next week. Have a lot of orders intertwined with that. One of my customers actually gave me an idea for a Christmas theme, and it's really cute. And I'm proposing it's Have Yourself a Merry Mystery Christmas, because if you guys don't know, I primarily sell mystery boxes on my Etsy. That's like my biggest breadwinner, and a lot of people are sending mystery boxes to their loved ones this Christmas and last Christmas, just because, you know, it's that mystery factor, but also it's a very thoughtful gift. And I just love it. I love it. One of my customers pitched it, and I was like, wait, I actually really love this. Merry Mystery Christmas. So this has just been very fun, and I have a lot of orders to even get out tonight that I might do tonight, or I might do early in the morning. I don't know yet before I have class, but I've been balancing it. My mental health is doing very well. I am just very, very tired. But I want to thank you guys so much for continuing to support this podcast and listening to this podcast. If you haven't already, go ahead and follow our Instagram at ThriftingAintEasy. And yeah, I can't thank you guys enough. And I hope you guys have an amazing holiday season. I will be back with another episode. Still debating whether I should do a short episode next week or just wait until the longer episode in 2 weeks. As you guys know, I'll keep saying this just to remind you, we are now on a bi-weekly schedule, but that might change over break, I don't know. I just kind of want to podcast whenever I get the chance to, but yeah, this is the longest outro in the world. I love you guys, and I thank you guys so much for listening to this podcast, Thrifting Ain't Easy. Remember to get your orders out, start sourcing now, and start listing while you can. Thank you guys, and I hope you have a great day. Bye!